Hello and welcome back to the Rope Access and Climbing Podcast. I'm your host, Mikey Stevenson, and today we are talking about rope access upgrades. If this is your first time here, please make sure to subscribe and follow us wherever you get your podcasts. So stay tuned. Step into your harness and get ready for a podcast about the vertical world. Hello, everyone. Thank you again for tuning in to today's episode. Muchly appreciated. So today we are talking about upgrades. So going from level 1 to level 2 or level 2 to level 3. Please keep in mind that this is a rope access based conversation. We're not talking about NFPA certifications here and going from ops level to technician level or any of that sort of stuff. All right. So first and foremost, what are the prerequisites for you to upgrade from level 1 to 2 or 2 to 3? So here in North America, we have two primary rope access, certification schemes. We have SPRAT and IRATA. So SPRAT's requirement here is 500 hours and a minimum of 6 months from your last assessment to make you eligible to go to your next level. IRATA requires you to have a minimum of 1,000 hours logged and 12 months from your last assessment. Now, moving on with that is also first aid certifications. SPRAT and IRATA do require you to have a first aid certification to be a level 3. And at the time of this recording, that's kind of what it is. But depending on, you know, the moving, you know, rule books and the updates and stuff like that, that could change. So what else? Let's see. What's different between each level? So let's talk about from level 1 to 2 and then 2 to 3. So from level 1 to level 2, what are you going to need to know? You're going to need to know about rigging. You're going to have to learn about additional loading on anchorage. You're going to learn about additional rescues. So what I kind of tell students when they're looking at, you know, going for the level 2, I kind of think, get them to think about doing all their level 1 maneuvers with a 200-pound person attached to them in descent. And, you know, if you still are at that point where you're like, that sounds really intimidating, you know, maybe it's not time to go and upgrade just yet. Maybe you need a little bit more time. But the big key point here is going from level 1 to 2, the stuff that you really need to focus on is the mentoring of the rigging. The rigging is going to be the most challenging part to kind of wrap your head around when you go for that course. The rescues, at the end of the day, it comes down to being able to do a ascent rescue from the same set of ropes, as well a rope-to-rope transfer with a casualty. So don't stress about the rescues. The rescues are actually the easier part of your level 2 course. It's the rigging stuff that you really need to focus on. Okay, so going from 2 to 3, I know that this is a big step. I know a lot of people really are like, yep, I want to be a level 3. I got to go get my level 3. Yes, the pay increase is amazing. Hoo-ha, hoo-ha. Kudos. But at the end of the day, you have to keep in mind that you're still legally responsible as a level 3. So, you know, if you're not ready to take on the responsibility, you're not ready to do your level 3 course. Now, when it comes to the course itself, it really needs to focus on, you know, team dynamics, team rescues. It needs to really focus on delegation and working as a team and being a leader. There are a couple different rescues that you have to learn, but realistically, if you can do your level 2 course, you can pass your level 3 course on the rescues and on the rigging. You may learn a couple more rescues, or you may learn a couple more rigging things in your level 3 course. Talk about a little bit more, you know, scenario based stuff. Depending on the industry that you come from, you know, you may be coming into the course with a whole lot of questions about what's the best way to do this, what's the best way to do that. And really, at the end of the day, when it comes to, is it better this way? Is it better that way? Is it safe or is it not safe? Keep that in mind. Okay. But for the most part, the hardest part to upgrade for level two and for level threes is the rigging. At the end of the day, I know that we want to be prepared and we're all, you know, subconsciously excited to do rescues. Traditionally, it's not the rescues that people fail on. It's actually the rigging. And out of my, you know, 6-ish years of training, 80% of twos and threes fail on rigging. They don't fail on actually doing rescues. So keep that in mind when you're moving forward. Now, okay, it's that time. You're ready to, you know, start preparing for your course. You know, when should you start practicing? That sort of stuff. So when should you start practicing? Well, the minute that you are like, light bulb on, okay, I want to go and do my level two, or I want to go do my level three, that's the second that you need to start practicing. Okay, that means going over all your level one maneuvers. Yes, I know it sounds tedious. I know it sounds boring, but you'd be very surprised that by the amount of people that come in to do their level two, or heck, even worse, their level three, and they cannot climb through a standard deviation. Okay, so practice climbing through deviations in ascent and descent. Practice re-anchors, rope-to-rope transfers, and the way that you are actually taught, not the way that you've been doing it for the last 2, 3, 4 years, the way that it was taught in a training course. Okay. I know it's really cookie cutter, but at the same time, this is what's going to help you progress in your course. And at the end of the day, it's all about going back to the basics. What do you need to know prior to doing your course? Well, going for primarily, all this stuff translates from your two to three. So going from level one to two, start doing some research on hull systems. And I'm not talking extensive, crazy, you know, understanding the theory of this and understanding the theory, like it doesn't matter. But understand the basics of simple and compound mechanical advantage systems. Okay. Don't worry about complex systems. It's rope access. It's not fire rescue. I don't care. And, you know, the amount of people I've trained, I don't even talk about complex systems. Like, I give them a definition of what a complex system is, but we talk more about simple and compound. Okay. Rigging. Did I speak about rigging yet? Yeah. So understand, you know, your basic anchors. Start practicing tying knots again. I know here in Canada, we don't spend a whole lot of time tying bunny ears knots, but when you go for your level two or your level three course, the assessor could get you to rig stuff that is more conducive to rigging bunny ears opposed from like 8, 9 and an alpine. So keep that in mind. So start practicing knots again. Start working on Y hangs, understanding loading, you know, at what angle, or what distance between anchors do you require to double up the rigging? Is it even required? Tension lines, okay? What's included in a tension line? What's required in a tension line? Okay? Rigging up re-anchors. I don't know, depending on where you're working, you may or may not have ever rigged up a re-anchor from the time that you stepped foot in rope access. So, you know, start looking at how to rig up re-anchors properly. Now, you know, it's a pretty gray area of like what's properly rigged up as a re-anchor, but, you know, start asking those questions, talk to your level twos, talk to your level threes, your mentorship, asking questions. This is the stuff that you need to know. And then, at the end of the day, when it comes to rescues, start asking questions and practicing if you have the ability to do ascent rescues and rope to rope transfers with a casualty. Now, if you don't have the ability to do rope to rope transfers with a casualty, you know, wherever you're working, say you're working in the field or whatever, and it's maybe not the most conducive place to do that, start doing rope to rope transfers in the field with an additional ID, or sorry, an additional descent device and another backup device. Because essentially, once you figure out how to attach the casualty to the system, that's all you're going to be doing. You're going to be doing a rope-to-rope transfer with two backup devices and two descent devices. That's really what it comes down to. All right. So, yeah, quick and dirty, you know, right to the point about what is required and what you need to do prior to signing up for your upgrade. So if that's a level two or a level three. Now, at the end of the day, congratulations. Well done. You've made it to that next step. Go into that course, open mind, ask lots of questions. You know, at the end of the day, there is no stupid question. The only stupid question out there is the one you don't ask. All right, so thank you again. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns about this topic, please let me know in the comments below. Reach out to me on Instagram if you so choose. You know, if you're watching this on YouTube, please make sure to hit the like button. Follow us wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe down here in the little corner. Hit the bell for notifications if you're watching this on YouTube. And until next time.